Well, I've looked at it over, and it's a big house off a small lot, but the sewer doesn't involve that.
That's the thing we have to remember.
Doesn't matter.
It really, it's interesting, but it can't base a decision on that. Okay. Scott, can you, do we have old or new business to discuss?
What you have is a reconsideration request. So on September the 15th, 2021, the Board of Adjustment voted on a motion to approve an appeal of the Planning Commission's August 9th denial of a conditional use permit for nightly rental of a one-bedroom tiny home located at 607 Eagle Rock Road, Branson. Motion passed, 3 in favor, 2 in opposition. On September the 20th, 2021, the Planning Office received an email from Bobby McTaggart requesting a reconsideration of the BOA approval of Conditional Use Permit 21018. The following is Article 16, Section A of the Board of Adjustment Bylaws. Now we'll pull them up on the screen. So there's two sections to ask for a rehearing or reconsideration request: A, reconsideration request, and B, rehearing request. So any interested party may, in writing, which was the email, and delivered to the Secretary of the Board, myself, within 7 days of the posting of the Board's decision, which was in the Office of the Administrator or the Board, request that the Board reconsider on the record any decision which adversely affects such party. Request for reconsideration will be heard at the next regularly scheduled Board of Adjustment meeting, if approved, which would be November. The Board shall not grant a party's request for reconsideration if that party did not appear at the original hearing, which she did, and does not demonstrate that substantial injustice would result as a refusal to grant such reconsideration request, which is what she will be presenting to the Board for your decision. Granting the request for reconsideration shall act as nullification of the Board's previous decision. In other words, the original applicant for the conditional use permit would present his appeal to the Board, such as if it was just the first time you'd hear it, in the November meeting. Now, this does not have any requirement of unfound, new evidence. That is a rehearing request. But this one is just, she should demonstrate in her testimony that a substantial injustice would result if you did not approve this reconsideration request. With that, I would turn it over to Ms. Taggart. And this is not a public hearing. This is the applicant that made the requests. Time to come before you to give her testimony.
Okay.
But the Board does have the ability to ask questions of someone in the audience or staff. So.
I'm Bobby McTaggart, and I live at 511 Eagle Rock Road, and I have some papers for you. And I wrote a letter because I thought it would put my thoughts in line. So I will read that, and hopefully you'll understand what I'm saying.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I am new to this, so when I heard rule of law, I really didn't know what that meant. So I looked it up, and it's an authoritative legal doctrine, principle, or precept applied to the facts of an appropriate case, and it is most persuasive in light of precedent, reason, and policy. And government by law is adherence to due process of law. My concern is the rule of law needs to determine the facts. Definition of the Taney County Planning Commission use of the terms neighborhood and subdivision. In either case, the neighborhood is definitely impacted by the CUP, even if the two-lot subdivision is in favor. The subdivision is surrounded by the neighborhood. There are 62 signatures of neighbors that are opposed to the CUP. My home is the only one home away from the requested CUP. All of the signatures obtained are exclusive to the surrounding neighborhood, and addresses and names are verified by owner's signature. This area was developed over 40 years ago. We were the second house up there, and the subdivisions were formed at will as homes were built. This, not being ideal, is how we came to be a neighborhood of subdivisions. The nightly rental tiny home is not compatible in terms of scale, site design, and characteristics of the area, and that refers to code number 4. And I did give you copies of the code. Any operations in the neighborhood are in compliance with code, like the church and the home office, so they are not involved in this. And I've tried to find neighborhood is the people living near one another, like the whole neighborhood heard about it, or a section lived in by neighbors and usually having distinguishing characteristics. A subdivision is a subordinate part of a larger whole, like political subdivisions, or a tract of land surveyed and divided into lots for purposes of sale, especially one with houses built on it. And I listened to the audio of the September 15th, 2021 meeting, parts D and E. I don't know the name of the person speaking, but a member of this board suggested that the wording of the neighborhood subdivision should be defined by the Planning Commission and postpone decision until next month, as it was hard to make a decision without clarification, and then they could go back and listen and understand what was meant. And I think that is the whole crux of the thing. It was granted because it's a subdivision of only two homes, and they both agreed. But they are surrounded by many other subdivisions and non-subdivisions. And so I'm asking on behalf of the neighbors that signed the petition that you please reconsider your decision and that you seek professional legal advice for the definition, if so warranted. And I do think I checked, and I think you do have access to legal counsel, if I'm not mistaken. I got the minutes. I really don't know the exact reason for your approval, and I would like to know that. Also, the other paper that you have is page 3 of the planning and zoning meeting, and the reasons during the discussion for the denial, and I won't read the articles, it would have a substantial adverse impact on the subdivision. It is not compatible with the neighborhood since there are no other nightly rentals. So I would ask you to find your right definition of neighborhood, subdivision, and see if you do feel you made an error or not. That is, of course, your decision. But that was my concern. And my husband did a silly thing like neighborhood watch. You know, you don't call it subdivision watch or whatever. It's a neighborhood is people that all live together. And like we are McTaggart Acres, you know, there's Deer Run, there's several, there's Hanson Acres, but we're all neighbors. We're all in the same. We go in one way and out one way, and you go all around. So we're all neighbors. So I thank you very much for considering this.
Well, thank you. Well, board, we'll now discuss the idea for a rehearing.
I think Ms. McTaggart is correct. The crux of that issue was the definition of subdivision versus neighborhood, and I think I was the one that made the suggestion that we should postpone, get the intent, and I think it was actually Scott's comment that the chairman has approved that exact verbiage that we got before coming to us, so I don't know that was necessary in my mind at the end of our discussion for us to continue to postpone. mean, I personally, I was against this this approval, but I don't know that us rehearing it would change anything that we did. I mean, I don't know that a legal definition would change any of our code. We follow our regulations, and that's the same.
It was a split decision, and I think that all five members were here, and I think that it was fairly understood what the situation was. And I would agree. I don't know that it would change the board members' decisions to rehear it. It was well thought out. It was the presentation was pretty thorough.
I have to tend to agree that I think we handled it properly, even though it was a split decision. And I don't know that that decision would change. And I don't think there was enough. She is right with the evidence of the neighborhood versus subdivision, but yet we have nothing to look at but what we're presented.
That's correct.
And that's why we made the decision we did, even though it was a split decision.
Do you have any thoughts, Rick?
Well, you know, I'm inclined to give more credence to a special use permit because they're held to a higher standard. If they do not abide by regulations, then they lose that permit. And this was a special use permit, not a land use change. And if they are causing trouble in the neighborhood, now they're obligated to correct that or lose their ability to have the permit. And so I always have an inclination to favor those over a land use change. There can't be any other special use go in or a nightly rental go in based on that property being compatibility or compatibility in the neighborhood. And that was my decision on it. We heard that they were renting it before. They already had been. And now there's teeth in it if they don't abide by the rules that they're supposed to follow in the special use permit. And that was my reason to vote to allow it, which was to overturn PNC. That was my thought on it. And would be again. You know, they seem to have the people that were adjacent to them seem to be in favor of it and weren't opposed to it and, in fact, spoke for it. And if they do cause grief to the neighbors, be that outside of the subdivision, then you have a recourse to say, hey, Scott, these folks aren't following the rules. They're causing parking problems, they're causing noise problems, they're causing whatever kind of problems. And that's my take on it. I would vote the same way on a rehearing. They live there. They assured us they wouldn't rent to people that weren't someone they'd have next to them in their own home, which she lives there and does the rental. If it were my neighborhood, I may not like having it there either. I don't know. I'm not faced with that. I can certainly see your point. It is different. It isn't the same as the other homes there. I agree with that. You make that point, and I agree with you. But I would still vote the same, personally.
Okay. Do we have a motion to for this reconsideration?
I don't know that we need a motion based on what I've heard from our board members. We all agreed that none of us would change our vote, and therefore, based on the information provided, doesn't require any action on our part, right?
Just,
do you want us to?
to make it cleaner.
I think we need to finalize it, though, with a vote.
Either motion to approve or motion to deny, and then see what the vote would be.